had my discharge from Fort Irwin. Took a place on the San Diego County line. Felt funny being a civilian again. It'd been some time. My wife had died a year ago. I was still trying to find my way back home. I went to work for the INS on the line with the California Border Patrol. Bobby Ramirez was a 10-year veteran, and we became friends. His family was from Guanajuato, so the job, it was different for him. He said they risked death in the deserts and mountains, pay all they got through the smuggler's rings. We send them home, they come right back again. Carl, hunger is a powerful thing. Well, I was good at doing what I was told. I kept my uniform pressed and clean. At night I chased their shadow through the arroyos and ravines. Truck runners, farmers with their families, young women with little children by their sides. Come night we'd wait out in the canyons and try to keep them from crossing the line. Well, the first time that I saw her, she was in the holding pen. Our eyes met and she looked away. Then she looked back again. Her hair was black as coal. Her eyes reminded me of what I'd lost. She had a young child crying in her arms. And I asked, Senor, is there anything I can do? Well, there's a bar in Tijuana. Me and Bobby drink alongside the same people we'd sent back the day before. We met there, she said her name was Luisa. She was from Sonora and just come north. We danced and she felt good in my arms. Then I knew what I was gonna do. She said she had some family in Madera County. If she, her child and a younger brother could just get through. At night they come across the levee in the searchlight's dusty glow. We rush them in our Broncos and force them back down into the river below. She climbed into my truck. She leaned towards me and we kissed. Well, as we drove, her brother's shirt slipped open and I saw the tape across. Well, you're just about on the highway, and Bobby's Jeep come up in the dust on my right. I pulled over and I let my engine run, and I stood down into his lights. I felt myself moving, my gun resting beneath my hand. We stood there staring at each other as all through the arroyo she rang. Bobby Ramirez, he never said nothing. 6 months later, I left the line. I drifted to the Central Valley, and I took what work that I could find. At night, I searched the local bars, in the migrant towns, looking for my Luisa, the black hair falling down. Song about kids, and you know, I always joke around before I had kids. I didn't like kids, you know. One more. But I had them pretty late. Had, you know, and so, you know, all my friends, a lot of them had them first, and that gets pretty disgusting. Because, you know, they come over your house, and all of a sudden, you know, it's endless baby pictures, and blow by blow, the diaper's on, the diaper's off, he pissed in the pot this morning, you should have seen him. You know, dust off that Nobel Prize. And you gotta sit there and go, that's wonderful. Yeah, and but then you get your revenge, you have your own, and you get to bring them over to their house and let them tear the hell out of the place. this is a song, people always wonder what's it, you know, how they change your life, and when I say the kids, they got a window onto the grace that's in the world, and somehow, I guess because they're not closed up yet, you know, that grace just comes through that window, through them, and into your life. And I think that as you get older, that gets harder to come by, particularly on your own. So I always see people go out and see films or read novels or look at art or engage in bizarre and unusual sexual practices. So get that grace back in their life, you know. But the kids, they bring it with you. They bring it with them when they come. And it's always there after that. It's always there. And nothing's quite the same anymore. This is a song about kids that come across the border in San Diego. And, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, but still kids. And, you know, people have an image of I think runaway children and lost children as predators. And it's really, for the most part, it's just not the case, you know. It's kids that are lost. That's the right word for it. They're lost. And this is what happens when that grace that children bring with them goes unprotected.